This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 12, written by George Young. Coming to know this God. Naaman said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel." From 2 Kings 5. Naaman was commander-in-chief of the army of Aram, ancient Syria, to the northeast of Israel. He was a powerful, wealthy man, used to getting his way. But in one respect, he was powerless. He had leprosy, for which there was no cure in those days. Through a young girl captured from Israel, he heard about the godly prophet Elisha, went to him, and was healed. But it was a humbling experience. Naaman had to rein in his anger, put aside the mumbo-jumbo magic he was used to, and submit to Elisha's simple directions to wash 7 times in the dirty Jordan River. The difficulty of Naaman's conversion shouldn't be overlooked. Naaman was used to going into the temple of Rimmon, Aram's god of war, and before Naaman was healed by the true God, he believed that Rimmon gave him victory in battle. To come to the point of understanding that there is no God in all the world except in Israel meant that Naaman had to put aside his nationalistic pride and look in faith to the God of Aram's weak enemy, Israel. Naaman could have just added one more God to his long list of gods. It would have cost him nothing to do so. But God is not satisfied with such worship, nor was Naaman any longer, now that he had come to know the living God. Do you know this God too? Will you pray with me? Lord, move mightily in the world today, that by your Spirit we may come to know you, the one living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.